Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We are learning Mishmur and Simin Tezayin Sif Aleph. There's only one Sif here. And this is the discussion of the Shir Talus, of the size of the Talus. Mechaber tells us Shir Talus Shechayev Tzitzis. What is the size of the Talus that is Chayev, the person to put on Tzitzis and to fulfill the mitzvah Tzitzis? She is Kaseh Bo, Bo Eirech Uvaroichov Roishoy Verubay Shel Katon. Hamishalich Levadli Beshuk. So the Mechaber tells us the size of the talis that a person is to wear in order to fulfill the mitzvah is the garment of a child, and we'll see, is a basically like a 9-year-old that can cover his head and the majority of a rubai of his body. What age or size of a person we're talking here? That the child, the average size child, does not need his parent to watch him, guard over him. The Haggadah Rama says, "V'oz chayiv tzitzis," and then that size of a garment is chayiv in tzitzis. V'dafka kishe hagodu lo yishay pa'amim arai v'yoytzi bo l'shuk. The Rama adds, it's only if the gadol, the adult, would wear such a garment like this once in a while and would also go into the street with this garment. Turning back to the previous page on the bottom, last two lines, Shir talus shechay betzitzis shiskasaba ba'irich uvaroich of roishoy verubay shel katan. Ba'ainu ben tes shonim. We're talking here a 9-year-old. So that's the covering of the garment that would cover the head and the majority of a katan, a 9-year-old boy. This is what we're discussing here, the size of the garment that is chayiv and tzitzis. Now he brings some shoes, Maram Mintz, in the Simen Kuf Yod, Miz Mefabel Heich Yoitzin Bedal Knofois Haktanim Yizeh Hashir. How can a person be fulfilling the mitzvah with a beged less than this size? The Taif Dvarav, the main point of his discussion over there in Simen Kuf Yod, the mut of Leilich Behem Leilich Kol Yom Beli Tzitzis. At the very least, he's still wearing a type of garment that has four corners on it. Dakimoshe, and then he says, when brings from the Dakimoshe, Simon Ches, Kosav Lulami, the Ha'om, Shevorch, Baboiker, Altalis Godol, Vyiftru as a cotton, Vyelchu Boy Koloyoim. So we've discussed this in the past, that a person should make the brach on the Talis Godol. Make the brach on the Talis Godol. Make the brach on the Talis Godol, and have in mind to exempt the talis katan with the bracha on the talis gadol. Now the truth is, that's what we have learned is one of the things we should have in mind when we make a bracha before we put in the tzitzis, the talis in the morning. There are basically four things we have discussed. Let's repeat that before we go further to digress for a minute. Number one, we're discussing now is the things, the kavana you should have before you make your bracha. Number one, I'm coming to fulfill mitzvah d'oraisa. That's right, mitzvah tzrichas kavana. You have to have kavana when you do a mitzvah, as the Mechaber tells us in Simen Samech Sif Dalet. Number two, the mitzvah tzitzis is to remind me of all the mitzvahs. The mitzvah tzitzis is my reminder, my constant reminder, to do all Tayyarek mitzvahs. That's number two. Number three, like we just said, that this brach on the talis gadol should also go on the talis katan as well. That's number three. The bracha on the talis gadol should go for the talis katan as well. And number four, which is even more applicable for people who go to the mikvah erev Shabbos to some degree, and let's say people go swimming, is that the bracha on my talis katan that I'm making on the talis gadol all should go for the talis katan is on any talis katan that I will wear throughout the day, on any garment that I will wear throughout the day. We've seen that as well. So those are the four different kavanas one should try to have before he makes his bracha.
No, you teach me, Ryan. I know you don't have to.
Well, not when you're making the bracha.
Before you make the bracha, I'm wearing this because Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. I guess not. No, come to think of it.
Well,
you learn about it through the paragraph on tzitzis.
Well, so that's when you say the paragraph on tzitzis, that's the time to have that kavana.
I see.
That's the time to have that kavana. Right? I mean, Hashem commanded me to put on tzitzis. That's the kavanah you need to have.
Right.
Hashem commanded me, right? It doesn't hurt to have more because Hashem took me out of Mitzrayim, but it's already, there's already a lot going on.
Yeah.
Fine. So that we digress for a minute, coming back now into on the next page of the Mishnah Berurah, on the top of the page. If a person is able to make a proper size garment, that is the end of the Darkei Moshe, that it's best to make the bracha on the talis gadol and include the talis katan. But if you can make the talis katan in the best, in the correct size, now the shoulders should be wide. You don't want to have like thin little straps of the shoulders, but they should be wide like a garment, like just like your shirt has shoulders, just like your jacket has shoulders, as opposed to like a little thin undershirt. A little thin undershirt has just like, you know, like a tank top type thing, you know. You don't want that for tzitzis. You don't want that for the beged for the tzitzis. Sif cotton base. The Ramah says, os chayiv b'tzitzis, then you'll be chayiv in tzitzis. Godol haloyv sho. Who's chayiv in tzitzis? The godol who wears it. Lafuki me'ein boiz de'ashir, shalroi sheverubo. As opposed to if it doesn't have this size of covering the head and majority of the body. Oz the kuli alma is potter, then everyone agrees that he is potter if he doesn't have the size to cover the sheer of this 9-year-old boy, of his size of his body, majority of his body and his head. And even if the godol would go once in a while to the marketplace with this garment, nonetheless, he still would be potter because it's not the right size. Ach, im derech anshi hamakam shehagdoilim yilchu boy bekevel l'shuk, veinim is baishin. So if it's interesting, because it depends what he's saying here on the location. Certain people dress certain ways because that's the norm in that location. In other locations, in other communities, that's not the norm. But if in this location where the person is, that's where they would wear this garment that you'd go out in the street with it, in the shuk, then according to the Bach, he is chayiv to put on tzitzis on that type of garment, a four-corner garment. Siv katan gimel, kishah gadol, the gadol meaning he's ben yud gimel, shana, he's 13 year old or older, he would go l'shuk into the street, to the marketplace. So now this siv katan gimel takes us all the way to the end. Dalet takes us all the way to the end of the Mishnah Berurah. He says like this, if a person would wear this garment out in the street, and he's not embarrassed. So what's the person saying? It's called a beged. It's called a garment. As opposed to that if someone left the front door open, and he's walking past that front door, he's like, hey, close the door! Close the door! He doesn't want anybody to see his pajama shirt. He doesn't want to go out like that in the street. So this is a way to define if this is considered to be a beged. Would he be okay to stand in front of the door or go outside with this? This is how the average person looks at it. I know somebody who actually doesn't find it to be a problem to go outside shopping and buying things in his pajamas. He says there's day clothing and night clothing. I don't think we go after that type of mindset. I've seen the person do it. Yes, it's a very interesting approach. But that's not, this person wouldn't be embarrassed going out on anything, apparently, right?
Yeah.
So that's not what we're discussing over here. It says, Oy le pesach beisayb or berachoyv, fine. I will have gold is baish, but he's embarrassed. Lots of his boy to go out. Afilo ba'akroy l'shuk lo'ychoshev ksus. It's not considered to be a beged. Afilo im lo'yshev beisayb, even if he wears it in his house. V'yesh chokin b'zeh osfir lehu de'loy b'ina rak im yesh boy k'dei l'chazes ro'yshev rubay shal kotan. And some say, no, we don't need this beged, this garment, to be defined as something that you go out in the street and you won't be embarrassed. It's just enough, it's sufficient enough that if the child who is around 9 years old would be able to be covered with this garment, that's the right size for you, the adult, to wear and to put on, sit this on that four-corner garment.
Mm-hmm.
Ve'eskimu ha'achreinim la'achmer shloy levorich al talis kotem ashi yesh boy kidei roishe ve'rubish lakotem. Ve'eskimu ha'achreinim agree shloy levorich al talis kotem, not to make a brocha on the talis kotem. Even though it has this, the ability to cover the head and the majority of the child's body, because if the adult is embarrassed to go with this size or type of a garment in the street, so it's too small, so then don't make a bracha on it. So just like this person who would go out with his pajamas and go to Rite Aid and buy something, we say bottle daita it's a kolodim. That attitude, that mindset, that approach is not taken into account. And that individual is a unique individual. Bottle daita it's a kolodim, because most people don't do that. Beinon shir roishav rubai. Regards to what is this size? Okay, so you say a 9-year-old. So how much are we talking about a material of a 4-corner garment that we're discussing now? Kosov b'sefer priya aris b'shem sefer derech chachma she'shiuroi shloishes revoy ama ba'irich v'chatzi ama ba'reichav. It's shloishes revoy ama. It's 3/4 of an ama ba'irich width v'chatzi ama ba'reichav and or length rather and the half of an ama. Reichav width, 3/4 by an amma, by half an amma. That's the first opinion. Because of al zeh machzeh shekel where it is a chayim she'ain smach lezeh min hashas. He says there's no source for that approach of 3/4 and a half a quarter of the garment. It doesn't come from the Gemara. But prat mashe kosev chatzi amma bereichav. Even more so, this that he says a chatzi amma bereichav. So he says like this: Minig anshi ma'isa is ladatek sheyaboy amo milafonov v'amo milacharov. Should have an amo in the front and amo in the back, an amo in the front and amo in the back. The nekiv beis hatzavar ein oil l'minyan, and the nekiv, the hole that you put your head through, is not counted with this calculation. So you have to make sure the garment is large enough. With, and you don't measure the space of the hole. With talis cotton, kazeh, and a talis cotton like this, yotze min asvekes v'yochel avarech alav. There's no shaylo, it's the right size, an amma by an amma, and you can make the bracha. So even though we started off this discussion by saying that you should make your bracha on the talis gadol, and have in mind talis cotton, but an italis cotton that's an amma by an amma, we're saying yoyetzel choladeus. And for those, let's say, who are not married and are not yeki or svardi or whatever it might be, to, and they don't wear a talis godel, so that's the proper size, an amma by an amma, of a talis godel, a talis cotton rather, to make a bracha on it. At the very least, you should not be less than 3/4 of an amma on all sides. So an amma by an amma is the best. It should not be at the very least. It should not be less than 3/4 of an amma on each side. The lavachi yesh bechshash brach levatola, because if it is less than 3/4 of an amma on each side, there's a concern of a brach levatola. Ki kosva achreinim. The Achrayim write, "Shemadidu v'nimsa sheshia roishu v'rubei shel katan hu amo v'chetzi." It's an amo v'chetzi. They measured and they checked, and you see that the shear of a sheroishu v'rubei shel katan is an amo and a half. V'mashenoygin hashkenazim sheloichin chatichus beged katan echad milufano v'echad milacharuv. This that he brings here. That's a custom by Ashkenazim, that they take a piece of material, chatichas beged cotton, a small piece of garment of material from the front and from the back, v'toifim behem ritzuah yisva'isim behem tzitzis, and then they make straps and they make tzitzis out of it. Ein yoytzin bazeh klal choyva tzitzis. They have not fulfilled their obligation of tzitzis with this at all. Let's see if I can find a picture with this one. Yes. It, for those on the audio, just picture a your regular talis katan, and instead of having a thick shoulders, it's a very thin strap. That's basically what the picture is showing over here. It's a very thin strap. That's the, you see that? Right? And it goes all the way. The strap goes all the way down to the front, from the front to the back, on both sides. Besides the fact that they are mevatel mitzvah tzitzis, they're not doing the mitzvah tzitzis, not wearing a four-corner garment, there's another problem. And they transgress the iser of loy sisa. Gam also Lord says, but with Shabbos, you also cannot go out on Shabbos with such a garment, as we discussed earlier in Simin Yod and Yod Gimel. And once again, those who make such thin straps for their talis cotton, they should not make a bracha on them. Rather, they should make a bracha on talis gadol. And that's what they should wear. They wear the talis cotton, but they make the bracha on talis gadol. Because their intention is, they want to make sure they're doing the mitzvah tzitzis the whole entire day. So that's why they wear a talis katan. But the bracha should be on talis gadol. I will call you Reish Shemayim lo yismach hazeh klal. However, this is, Mishtarur says, very strong words. No one should rely on this approach. Call you Reish Shemayim lo yismach hazeh klal. Don't rely on this at all. Elo yaseh beged mamish. Make a proper beged. Make a proper garment. Now listen to this, it's very interesting. Every community, according to their custom. Now what he means is that he's taking into account the opinion that, why do you define a garment? Well, a garment is something you would be comfortable to wear outside in the street. As opposed to, like you said, most people, would you go out in the street in your pajamas? No, he wouldn't do that. He's a regular, normal person. Okay? You don't want to go out.
That is a fashion statement.
Right. So you want to wear a garment that people wear, they're comfortable to wear outside in that location. That's what he says. And that's when it's chayv and tzitzis. Now, nowadays, Baruch Hashem, we're not making our own garments. We go to the store. We know we get the right size of a talis katan. We fulfill the mitzvah. And we don't have the shares, but we have to know what the share is. So he says, in certain places, they have a garment, like they put the tzitzis on what they call like a vest. Okay, maybe like an apron, maybe. And he says that's very good. However, they have to be careful to make sure that the majority of the side is open. It's pesuach, it's open. So too by the talis katan. Also make sure that the majority of the side is slit, is opened. Vayin l'el and simin yud sif zayin ches mashu kasavnu earlier. Kosav ha'ari. The Mishnah brings now from the Rizal. Talis koton yoyse toiv shlo yeboi bat izrois. Talis koton should not have sleeves. Bat izrois. You don't want to make a talis koton like this with sleeves. You don't want to do that. Okay, don't make with sleeves. That's what the Rizal says. Yoise toiv shlo yeboy bot izrois. Im lovash atalis vnis kapel ksas kederech lo yishe bigodim. Vachash nis kapel ein boy kishir kedelechaz az roishe verubay. Here's a shayla. We said the talis katan that you're wearing has to be large enough to cover the head and majority of your body of a child, or you would not be embarrassed that garment to wear it in public. Now, what happens if the way talis is, or talis katan, or other clothing, sometimes it gets folded over? So the sheer, the size now is diminished. Yeah. Is that a problem? Right? Is that a problem? Like in this picture over here. This person is wearing his talis katan, but it's not straight, so it's now the sheer is diminished. Says the Chuz Beis Yaakov and Simon Kovav, the Kevin Shah, you made the spashi, kiposhe dummy, afshaloy, the spashi, the dying. Are yesh boy shi. It says not a problem at all. Why? It's not sewn down. You have the right shear. You have the right size. It just got crumpled up. And since it's going to open up, it's not a problem at all. If I'm Ibn Echiyah, take a look in the Sefer Ibn Echiyah, which we've seen this brought down before. Talis cotton, sheesh boy, kidei lechasas roi shivarubai, a talis cotton that has enough material to cover the head and the majority of the body, validei hatfiro, ein boy kashir, but because it was sewn together in a way that does not have the right shear, is potim et tzitzis, that talis cotton is potim et tzitzis, because now it was sewn down. It's the opposite of the previous case. If it was sewn down, then you don't have the proper shear, and the Mitzvah Shem will continue next week with Simeon and Zayin, mi heim hachayov mitzitzis, who are those that are chayiv to wear tzitzis. Wow.